time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. John, I hope you have recovered from the Spartans' loss to the Fighting Irish. I know that wounded you deeply.
Well, I was there. It was difficult, but it's a great environment. People are friendly. Had just a great time, except I must say, that was a bummer. So we tried to move on and get ready for Central.
All right. Over the years, you have helped managers and executives to be more effective. Most come on their own, but some are sent for help with specific problem areas where they seem to be lacking and they must improve. And this morning you're going to talk about some helpful management strategies used by effective managers that you try to help with in patient sessions.
Well, I think, you know, obviously this is a huge topic, so we'll try to cover a few of these. One, always accept responsibility, Tony. If you're the captain, if you're the team leader, call it what you will, accept responsibility. Don't be looking at all the things that are stopping you. You have to be looking for solutions. Bad luck is an excuse. Focus on the challenge. Move forward. Also, make sure expectations are clear and there's no doubt. The mission needs to be the same for everyone. Often, you will find managers and persons that work for them have different visions, different ideas of what is the goal. And that's important to make sure expectations are clear. You have to help people reach to their highest levels. You're always going to be a coach. You're always encouraging. You have to act with integrity. You have to be the model. You want to be trying to add only high performers when you're adding, when you are making personnel decisions. Don't rush that. Be interviewing 2-3 times before you make decisions. You're better to use time more effectively at the beginning, because then you're going to have the person for a long time. You have to manage your own time, and you have to help others do that. You have to be willing to let people go that are not able to perform and are basically holding back the rest of the organization, particularly if they're not trying. If you, even with coaching, with support and help, they just don't have the ability or the desire. You have to be constructive with criticisms. You always have to use humor. And always be learning. You have to be reading. You have to be looking for new ideas. You have to be trying new things. As soon as you think you know everything, you're near the end of your career, because there's always new strategies. You have to be a step ahead. That's part of being an executive. That's part of being a manager. That's part of being a leader. Now, that in a nutshell are the things that an effective manager has to be able to do.
Those seem like common sense, especially for managers, but I guess we can lose track of those, or some managers never learned.
Well, that's true. In fact, it's really kind of amazing, Tony, over the years I've worked with many even top-level executives that don't seem to have a clue on positive management, on getting mission statements, on really sorting out what has to be done to be an effective leader. They just kind of assume, and assumptions will always get you, you know, in trouble. So you have to, and also you have to pull yourself back sometimes from the fray. Just take a time out, observe, you know, recharge your batteries and go forward, because you don't want to burn out yourself or lose the forest for the trees. So being an effective executive, being an effective manager, being an effective coach, these require you to be clear thinking, responsibility bound, really kind of in a positive way a rogue. You're always trying to find the best way to instill confidence, ability in other people, and be the encourager and the supporter.
All right. Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Dr. Braccio, I'm going to be out at the Central game, and also make sure you stop by the McLaren Health Plan tent out there. They're going to have a lot of fun there.
Well, listen, Tony, that sounds like fun, and always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. Brittany, have a good day.